Yes, welcome to the Biz Communication Show. I'm your host, Bill Lampton, the Biz Communication Guy. Whatever profession you're in, if you are currently striving for a leadership position, or if you're already in a leadership position, one of the prerequisites for success is being able to express your ideas to a group clearly, energetically, persuasively, with the right emotion. In other words, sometime or another in your progress up the ladder, one of the things that you will be doing is facing a microphone. It's inevitable that is just going to happen. Or even if it's not a microphone, you're going to be speaking plenty of times in small group meetings, your department heads, your sales staff, your customer service reps. You'll be speaking at civic clubs. You possibly will be speaking at conferences that relate to your profession. It's absolutely vital. My 20 years in management demonstrated that to me. The people that I worked alongside, the ones who kept on progressing, were the ones with great verbal skills and wonderful poise when they stood before a group. And so today I'm going to share with you what happened to a CNN anchor. She's a former anchor. She was there for 13 years, Brooke Baldwin. And Brooke Baldwin was one of my favorite anchors. I imagine that you watched her as well from the Atlanta studios or when she moved to the New York City studios. As is the case with every top broadcaster, she didn't start at the top. And one of her spots on the way up was in Charlottesville, Virginia. There's a lesson that comes from an incident that she had there. Brooke Baldwin told about a time when she was standing outside of jail. In fact, there were hundreds of people there. She was to give a report to go live on CNN in a minute or so. And here were these lights that were flashing on her and all the noise. And suddenly the mic was live and Brooke Baldwin suddenly went blank. And in a minute, I'm going to tell you what she said she learned from that.
Do you wish you felt confident about giving speeches? Do you want to deal with difficult people constructively? And what about becoming more persuasive in sales? Then keep listening now to Dr. Bill Lampton. He spent 20 years in management, so he knows the communication skills you need for success. I urge you to call the Biz Communication Guy today for a no-cost but very valuable 30-minute discussion about your communication challenges. Call now, 678-316-4300. Again, that's 678-316-4300.
Okay, we're back now to discuss what Brooke Baldwin learned in that time when she absolutely went blank with the cameras and the mic on her. She said what she learned from that was that she had memorized a script. She had it all down pat, she thought, but suddenly her memory went blank when the mic went live. What she said she learned from that was something that she then passed on as advice to what were called iReporters. iReporters were ordinary citizens who would be at a scene that might be newsworthy. They would video the scene, and then they would send the video in with their audio on it to CNN. Brooke Baldwin, having gone through the experience of going blank because she had a script, said to iReporters, I want you to forget about a script. I want you to forget about perfect diction. I want you to forget about your pronunciation. What the audience really wants to hear is your message, and they want to hear the passion in your voice, the passion in your voice. So if we're not able to do that with an audience, if we're just going to recite, well, the fact of the matter is we might as well just be reading to them. And there may have been a time several decades ago when our seventh grade teacher would have us give a 2 or 3 minute speech in the English class. And what we had to do was write it out, hand her a copy of it, memorize it, and then recite it word for word. There might have been a time when that could have been effective, but then we had people come along who could do it so much differently, so much more effectively, so much more persuasively. One of the rhetoric gurus that I read about when I was in graduate school, earning my MA and PhD in speech communication, put it this way. He said, A speech is not an essay standing on its hind legs. A speech is not an essay standing on its hind legs. So I echo what Brooke Baldwin said. Forget memorizing. Forget a script. Scripts are for actors. Memorizing is for actors. You don't need, and I don't need, exact words. What we need is for people to hear the passion in our voice, and then they will definitely listen to the message. Well, you might be thinking it all sounds good, but I'm not at a place where I can do that. I'm not comfortable with it. I'm not free enough to do it. I know what I want to say, but I'm tied to this manuscript or all these notes I've got before me. What do I do? Well, this is where I would say to you that you can do as many people have done, and that's get a coach who can train you with these new skills. That's what I've been doing as a speech coach for 25 years. I've been fortunate to work with major companies, Procter and Gamble, Gillette, Duracell, and many others, and also with individuals in smaller companies who want to be able to speak freely with an audience, not tied to anything, and have the audience hear the passion in their voice. This is why I would invite you, encourage you, to take a look at my YouTube channel. On my YouTube channel, you will find many segments of the Biz Communication Show. And in a great majority of them, I am interviewing business communication experts whose tips and strategies you will benefit from, as I have, and hundreds of listeners have benefited from. And then while you're on my YouTube channel, be sure to hit that subscribe button. Hit the subscribe button, and that means you will get all the future videos as well. Invite you as well to go to my website, since I'm the Biz Communication Guy. Quite logically, my website is bizcommunicationguy.com. And then so you and I can talk about a coaching plan which will help you develop your speaking skills to the point where you can talk to an audience and they will hear the passion in your voice. Call me today. And for a no obligation, no cost introductory call, we can discuss where you are with your speaking skills and where you want to be. And we can work out a plan so that you can develop into the kind of speaker that we have talked about. Very happy you were with me today on the Biz Communication Show. Be with me on future editions of the show so that I can continue to share with you winning words and ways. All the best. I'm Bill Lampton, the Biz Communication Guy.